Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2016. This is episode 155 of The Big Show, and thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate the fact that you tune in every single week. I want to start out by addressing an email I got from Steve in LA. And first off, Steve, thanks so much for emailing. And I do want to remind all you listeners that you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com, much like Steve did. But Steve had a comment on the episode we did a couple weeks ago about how mobile is bigger than you can think, or how mobile might be bigger than you can think. And Steve's point was, basically, yeah, I get that it's going to be big. I get that it's going to be important. I get that it's going to grow business. But aren't the predictions a little overblown? And I think that's a fair question. Anytime we talk about anything as a game changer or as changing everything or any kind of, you know, prophetic pronouncements like that, we should treat them with a healthy dose of skepticism, which is what Steve is doing. And Steve, that's a very sound approach and a very wise approach. In this case, however, I think we often underestimate how big mobile is going to be and how much it's going to change not just marketing and not just business, but the world generally. Now, for this episode, I'm mostly going to talk about how it actually is going to shape business, but underlying that is how much change we're going to see globally that we've not yet seen. So I'm in Brazil this week. I'm actually in Sao Paulo, Brazil, as I record this. And in Brazil, according to eMarketer, smartphone penetration today is only at 43%. It's projected to grow to about 55% by 2019. And across Latin America as a whole, across the region as a whole, they show those numbers at hitting 57% by 2019. Which are pretty good numbers, though, you know, well behind the 80%, 85% types of numbers we see in the United States and in Western Europe. The other thing to realize is that while overall mobile penetration, according to SeedStar World, is at 104%, which, by the way, means that there's multiple mobile devices, multiple mobile lines owned per individual subscriber, subscriber penetration is only at 52%. So basically about half. Again, that trails many countries that we see in Western Europe, and it trails the US, and it trails Canada. When we look at places like Eastern Europe, we see similar types of numbers. When we look at places like Africa, we see similar types of numbers, where mobile penetration, while huge in real numbers, is still only about half. And the amazing thing is that according to the GSMA, that already accounts for about 4% of global gross GDP, or about $3 trillion in U.S. currency. Yet again, we're saying that only half the world has mobile at all. We're going to see another billion people come online in the next 3 to 4 years who've never been online before at all, period. Which is crazy to think of the growth that we've seen and the fact that we're still going to see more growth over the next 3 to 4 years of another third of the global population. I realize another sixth, but another third, a third again of the number of people who are online, we're going to see come online for the first time in just the next 3 to 4 years. And of course, we're starting to see how millennials and younger generations will shape both the workforce and the consumer workforce. So in the U.S., millennials have just become the largest share of the workforce, according to Pew. And PwC says that, again, in that next 3 to 4 year period, millennials will make up half the global workforce. So we're going to get a lot of people coming into mobile who, A, have never had it. And among millennials, who many have grown up with mobile, we're going to start to see them become the dominant purchasing group within the world, the dominant driving forces of the economies around the world. But we're not there yet. We're not going to be there for another 2, 3, 4 years. Yet, we know that behaviors change dramatically once people start to do this. We know that, for instance, according to eMarketer, most digital buyers are going to make purchases using mobile by next year. And what happens with mobile is we see this real disruption in terms of customer behaviors and in terms of business models that shift. You know, if you look at how your favorite apps work, Uber, Spotify, Waze, messaging, whether it's WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or Snapchat, we see people living in these apps. Actually, it's funny, in that same eMarketer research that talks about how Latin America's mobile phone penetration is going to change, a lot of it is driven by people who want to be on social networks. So they want to message people. They want to connect with their friends and their family and their fans and their followers. Well, they want to get some fans and followers, right? But that's what's actually driving them to get mobile in the first place. And again, we're going to see the number of people online increase by at least a third in just the next couple of years. So if you think about what's happened over the last 20 years, where we've gone from having nobody online to having 3 billion or so online, and you realize that that kind of change is going to occur for another third of that number, another 35% of that number, over the next couple of years, and then probably again over the next few years after that. That's insane in terms of the kinds of change we should expect to see, not just in business, but in society generally. This is a huge, huge shift in customer behavior and a huge shift in the way people connect with their friends and family, but also the information and the services and the companies that they want to interact with. Again, you look at Uber, you look at Spotify, you look at Waze, you look at many of those messaging apps I mentioned. Many of those didn't exist even 4 or 5 years ago. So we're really going to see shifts that it's very hard to get our heads around and truly understand how big they're really going to be. Now, for most businesses, I always encourage them, first, I've said this many times before, you don't have to think about being mobile first. You have to think about being customer first. You have to think about what are the needs of your customers as they move to mobile, and how can you help them be more successful using mobile. I'm also a big fan of Google's mobile framework for how you think about mobile, where you want to be there, be useful, be quick, meaning first you have to exist, you have to get on their platform, whether it's as an app or it's with the mobile web or it's with a messaging app that actually solves some problem for them and actually gives them some utility that they didn't have before. You want to be useful in the sense that it actually works quickly and easily. And of course, you want to be quick because most people want to pull out their phone, do what they need to do, and then put their phone away and go back to whatever else they were doing. So I think that we've only begun to scratch the surface of what mobile's going to do, and that mobile's not just going to change marketing, and mobile's not just going to change business. But really, it's going to change the world in ways we can barely begin to see. And I think it's really exciting. I don't know about you, but stay tuned. I think we're going to see a lot more cool stuff there. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe if you choose via Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, much like Steve, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. Feel free to shoot me any comments, complaints, questions, concerns, anything that's top of mind for you. I do love to hear from you. With that, I want to say thanks again. So great having you listen. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a really great week ahead, a really great weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.